Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for you big book study. My name is Melanie and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Tuesday, May 18th, 2021, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time big book study meeting. Today we are reading from the big book and we are in the chapter, How It Works, reading from page 58, paragraph 3, and it begins with, at some of these we balked, and ends with, results was nil until we let go absolutely. The readers today are the 12 steps, Christina M., the 12 traditions, Dana P., and then reading the text and support today would be Mary B., Brandy M., newcomer greeter, also going to be grabbing up some sponsor contact information, be aware of that, is Lois P., and then the announcements at the top of the hour would be Robin P. The share ID numbers for this 10 a.m. Big Book Study meeting yesterday, May 17th, Monday, is 16962, 16,962. And then this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting, that would be Tuesday, May 18th, 7 a.m., 16966, 16,966. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA and to those that still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Christina M. from Massachusetts to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous.
Thank you so much for your service. Good morning. My name is Christina M., and I'm a compulsive overeater in Massachusetts. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thanks for letting me be of service today, and I pass.
Thank you, Christina M. from Massachusetts. Thank you. I will now ask Dana P. to please read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous from California.
Thank you, Melanie. Dana P., compulsive overeater, anorexic, bulimic in California. 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And I'll pass.
Thank you much. Dana P. from California. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone could share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And this indicates that you would use the star 1 key function only for muting. Anything else will be muted by the service that we use here. So just be aware of that, please. And just unmute just a moment before your name is called to share. That would be probably the best. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're in the chapter, How It Works, is chapter 5. We're on page 58 today. We're looking at paragraph 3, and it begins with, at some of these, we balked, and ends with, result was nil until we let go absolutely. And I'd like to ask Mary B. to read that paragraph today and unpack it by sharing with us what her experience has been with this particular paragraph. Thank you, Mary B.
Thank you, Mel. May I be heard?
Loud and clear, but I'll surely let you know, Madam Moselli.
Okay, Missy. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, fellows. My name is Mary B., and I am a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from Phoenix, beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, this morning. Okay, as Mel mentioned, we're on page 58, third paragraph. At some of these, we balked. We thought we could find an easier, softer way, but we could not. With all the earnestness at our command, we beg of you to be fearless and thorough from the very start. Some of us have tried to hold on to our old ideas, and the result was nil until we let go absolutely. So I looked up the word balked, and in the dictionary, it said stopped short of completion, tried to avoid, resisted, hesitated. Oh boy, if that doesn't describe me, I don't know what does. I balked at the idea that I was a compulsive overeater. Oh, no, you're so wrong. I'm gonna find the way. I'm gonna be able to gain back control of this thing. I'll find the doctor, I'll find the diet, I'll find the pill, I'll find the 12-step program, and I'll be able to have that one piece of chocolate cake for dessert with my meal and walk away like a lady and be good to go. It just wasn't going to happen. But what did I know? I was in such denial. My disease had me by the throat. It choked the life out of me. I balked at what the sponsor suggested. She suggested 2 meetings a week, call 2 people a day, work the steps, help with others, follow the food plan. Anything that came up, I balked at it. God was trying to intervene in my life in so many ways. I couldn't even see that he was there all along. I thought I was in this fight alone. You know, it's just me and the food, you know, constantly. I balked at the idea that I was going to have to clean house. I was going to have to come forward and talk about my deficiencies, my resentments, my angers, my fears. I just balked at everything. And just like the last line tells us, what did I get out of it? Nil, nothing. I got nothing. I got more pain. I got more misery. I got more weight gain. Just on and on. No relationship with anybody in my life. And as my time, I'm sure, is running out, Mel, I'm sure, is timing me. Today, it's entirely different. I have a life filled with love, with people in the program, people I sponsor, people I talk to, people I do 10 steps with, a wonderful sponsor who's helped me. Sometimes I wonder how she puts up with me. But today I don't balk anymore because I know that other people know better than I do. And I follow the dictates of this program and I follow my higher power and I obey and I trust him. And I love him so, and I love you all. And I think that's all I got. Thanks for letting me share, Mel.
Thank you very much, Mary B., for getting us going from Arizona. That's a great kickoff for us this morning. I'd like to open up the lines for additional comments on paragraph 3 on page 58 of your big book. If you haven't shared in 3 days, today would be your day. But if you shared on Friday, tomorrow would be your day. If you shared on Monday, then Thursday would be your day. We ask, honestly, that you would allow others to be able to share and that you would share every third day. We have over 200 people on this phone call each day, and we want to hear from y'all. If you give me your first name, the first initial of your last name, and perhaps your state, I'd like to take a list of about 6 to start us off this morning.
Michelle R., Ohio. Liz S.,
New Hampshire.
Sherry M., California.
Sherry M.,
Minnesota.
Bonnie B., Minnesota.
Jordan L.
Jordan L., Colorado.
Leah O., California.
Leah O., California. That gives me 6. Let's stop there, all right? So I have Michelle R., Liz S., Sherry M., Bonnie B., Jordan L., and Leah O. Right up to the top of the list. Michelle R., you're first. Liz, you're in the bullpen. Good morning, Michelle.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody, and the best to all. Boy, oh boy, this little tiny paragraph, every paragraph that's read every day, oh, that's me. It's the craziest thing. I know we all feel that way, but I am really struggling. I am relapsing again and again recently, and I am so desperate to be able to surrender. I'm trying so hard. I have my routine every day where I say my prayers every morning. And, you know, I have had a spiritual awakening a while ago. That's long over. And I'm desperately trying to gain the same thing again, which I know doesn't always happen. And I don't know if it's even possible, but I truly believe I'm trying too hard.
I'm sorry, that was a mistake, Michelle.
Yeah. No problem. You know, I am pretty fearless. I have an amazing, amazing sponsor. She is so patient, and I have so many fellows that have my heart and me theirs. I am so grateful for this program. I wish there was a trick, a way, you know, something to help me let go. I mean, it's about self, I assume. That, you know, I guess I'm still trying to control. I just, I am so every day in my nightly inventory, I thank OA, the program, and all of the wonderful fellows for being there for me being there for them, and just praying that, you know, I'll wake up one day and it'll be, oh my God, this is the day. but I am not going to give up. I will not give up. And everybody, just please be strong. And thank you. I pass.
Thank you, Michelle R. from Ohio. Liz S., New Hampshire, you're up for 3 minutes. Sherry M., you'll follow. Sherry M. from California. Hi, Liz.
Hi, it's Liz S. from New Hampshire. What moves me about this paragraph is the sentence that precedes it. Willing to go to any lengths to get it, then you are ready to take certain steps. And at some of these, we balked. You know, we refused, we resisted. And, you know, there's no hope, there's no help for me unless I take those steps. I have to go to any lengths. And I've tried the softer, easier way, and I have failed completely. I must be willing to go to any lengths. And the fact that we beg of you to be fearless and thorough. And holding on to my old ideas will get me nowhere. And I'm here because my old ideas didn't work. So I must be fearless. I must be ready to do whatever is necessary. And when it comes down to it, the utterly phenomenal thing is it's not so hard. That's always what surprised me. When I became ready, it wasn't so hard. It was work. That's all. It was work. The easier, softer way was far harder than working this program and staying abstinent and following directions and doing what I was told was a lot easier than fighting the food and being in the food and living a miserable life. So I really promote going to any lengths and taking those steps and letting go, absolutely. And with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Liz S. Sherry M. from California, you're up for 3 minutes, and then Bonnie B. will be after you.
Oh, good morning, everyone. My name is Sherry M., and I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in California. Oh, I try to share without getting teary-eyed, but it's very difficult because my life, because of this book and because of this fellowship and Vision for You, my life has been completely transformed. Thank you so much for your service. And this, I had to chime in. I've been listening a lot lately and going quiet with God, but I needed to chime in today because this is everything. I can't tell you how many hundreds of times I read how it works in all our meetings and read this whole part of the big book, and it was just reading it. I've been in Overeaters Anonymous for over 16 years, and the day that I let go absolutely was November 3rd of 2019. That was my date of letting go. And what did I let go of? I let go of all of my alcohol abuse and behaviors. I didn't think I was balking because I would do all of the intensive step work over and over and over and over. And I would confess all of my defects, and I thought I was doing the program, but I didn't know about entire abstinence. I knew about a couple ingredients that I heard in the meeting, but I did not know what entire abstinence was until I found this group. Oh, thank God. Thank God. God led me to you. And now I know what it looks like. And as of that date, it was like so simple. I didn't think I could do life without getting a little comfort from food. And the minute I let go, and all it was a simple, you know, what was it? What did it look like? It was that sponsor asking me, has anything you've ever done gotten you to a recovered state? And that was all that it took. And I could look at all the history and see that nothing I had done. So I was willing to do it differently. And it was so simple. Within a day or two, I had a spiritual awakening beyond my wildest dreams. And it's never been a struggle since, and I've never missed the food. That's nothing but a wholesale miracle. And I just wanted to chime in today and share that this program really does work. if we do it exactly as outlined in the Big Book. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, Sherry. I'm from California. Bonnie B., Minnesota, you're up for three, and then Jordan L. will follow you.
Thank you kindly. Can you hear me?
You betcha, loud and clear, but you just come in swinging. I'll let you know.
Thanks. I appreciate it. So there's a couple of things that stuck out to me. The first one was the word that everyone else is talking about at some of these we blocked. When I came in the program, I could not get past the chapter we agnostics. I mean, I tried, I worked on it, but in my heart, I had a higher power. I wasn't an atheist and wasn't an agnostic until someone so graciously shared with me that we're agnostic anytime we say we're not willing to do something. Anytime we say, I'll do this, but I won't do that. And I don't have to say it out loud, I think it in my head. I bounced in and out of program for 3 years because I was unwilling to lay down artificial sweeteners, primarily stevia. Did everything else in the 12 steps, did everything else, but would not lay down stevia, bounced back and forth. So for that, I balked. That was my day of reckoning. That was my day when I had the aha moment. I would hear people say on the lines all the time, it takes what it takes. And I would think to myself, what do they mean? Well, for me, that's what it took. And so this is, I mean, I tell my sponsors, I should have said I'm recovered, gratefully recovered. I tell the people that I sponsor, It's an educational experience. It tells us in the spiritual experience, in the back of the book on page 567, some people have that aha instant. Most of us learn step by step. That's how I've learned. It's been step by step. And I wake up and I give my higher power, my heart, the best of everything I got that day, and I trust him that he's going to work with me and that he's going to bring me to that point of deliverance for that day. I think one of my mistakes was looking to the left or to the right, wanting to know what other people laid down, what they did, how they worked their program. You know, for me personally, if I give God everything I've got, I wake up, he shows me. I was talking with someone about foods, and they were asking me if they thought there should be a food that's off their list, and I said, I can't tell you, but God will show you. You don't pray. If you have a check in your heart, then it's probably not supposed to be on your list. That is the educational experience that I think most of us end up having is we learn as we go. As long as we don't stop coming back, we're going to have what we're going to have in the end. And it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. And that spiritual awakening is the most amazing thing I've ever experienced in my entire life, but I would not trade the journey for it, because I've learned so much about myself. And so I'm so grateful for this very tiny little paragraph. But it says a lot, and I appreciate being able to share. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a blessed day today.
Thank you very much. Bonnie B. from Minnesota. Jordan L. from Colorado is going to be up next, but I wanted to let you know that in 6 minutes, after two more shares, we're going to be opening up the lines again for additional comments. On paragraph 3, page 58, chapter 5, How It Works in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. So if you want to prepare for that, 6 more minutes to get your thoughts in order. But in the meantime, I'd like to open it up for Jordan L. to come in and share for 3 minutes. And get ready, Leah O., you're after. Hey, Jordan.
Thanks, Mel. Thanks, Mel, for moderating this morning. My name's Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. From Gunnison, Colorado, I'm grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting with you guys this morning. Really grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting with you guys this morning because I was one of those compulsive overeaters that was going to follow my insanity. I was going to follow my alcoholic foods into the gates of insanity and death. I was just so stubborn, man. And I, like, let's be real here. I can still be very, very stubborn about other things other than food, concepts other than food. So balking, yes, of course. I think that part of the disease of addiction is a perverse streak. You know, whatever that looks like for us. For some of us, it's a
a perverse streak of self-pity, and for others it's a perverse streak of rebelliousness. Each of us has it in our own way, you know. I have both those perverse streaks, so I'm just full of them. And so what was amazing about the day that I surrendered is that I surrendered. It was amazing, you know. I heard something, and it was also in the chapter We Agnostics. I heard something in that chapter about the bedevilments and how it was that I was trying to manage my life. It all came into perspective. There was something that was cleared up that day about food and its purpose and what it was doing to me. So from there, the rest of the chapter of We Agnostics, it talks about letting go of our old ideas, as does this paragraph. It says very, very specifically that holding on to our old ideas will not give us any results, that we have to let go absolutely. And I can't say that I let go of all of them absolutely right away, but that's what the steps is a process of. As those old ideas come up that are holding me back, as I become aware of them and I watch for my selfishness, my discontentedness, all of that, as I see those things, then I start to let go of those old ideas, the ones that are still holding me back.
That would be time.
And I do it absolutely to the very best of my ability. So thank you for letting me share. That's all I got.
Thank you so much, Jordan L. Leah O. from California, you're up next, and then we'll open up the lines for additional comments on paragraph 3, page 58, in the chapter How It Works. Hey, Leah, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you so much for your service. This is Leah O. from California. I love this chapter. We thought we could find an easier, softer way. You know, I came into the rooms 4 years ago, and I really thought that I could do things my way still. I wasn't willing to fully concede to my utmost self that I didn't know best, you know, and it took me 4 years to finally put down the control over my food. So the willingness to get a nutritionist and to say, you know what, God, I just don't know what's best anymore. Because, you know, I can have some success with weight loss. I can go through periods of doing things, you know, in a way that works, like, for me and my body. But I always lose when it's my best thinking, you know, when I'm not relying on my higher power. So my easier, softer way was never easier and softer because I was never quiet. My mind was never quiet around food. And so a little over, you know, 130 days ago or some, I don't even know anymore, I finally started working with a nutritionist. I put down sugar in all forms, which was really hard for me to do. I was so, in the beginning, I couldn't understand, like I was balking at all of you who said like, oh, I had to take out this in my coffee or whatever. I don't want to talk about food, but I was like, there's no way. Like, what's the point? Life isn't happy and joyous and free if you can't do that. And I am happy to report that my life is happy, joyous, and free without those things, because that's not what my life is about today. My life isn't revolved around food. And just to get current, my life is easier today going through the hard times without the obsession, with the obsession being lifted. I'm currently going through something nobody should have to with my nephew. My nephew is diagnosed with cancer, and it's horrible and it's hard and I'm really uncomfortable, but I'm so grateful that I put down sugar in all forms before this happened. Like, I know God has my back for a reason. And like, if I were in the food and I were still eating, I haven't had recreational sugar in 4 years, but if I were still allowing these chemicals into my body and like not, and going by my own rules, I wouldn't not be here today on the line. Absolutely not. And I wouldn't be of service to my friends and family. I would not be of service to my 6-year-old nephew who needs me and who needs his family right now. So I'm just super, super grateful for the willingness to go to any lengths. And thank you so much for letting me share.
You're welcome, Leah. That's Leah O from California. Opportunity shows that time allows for additional comments. On page 58, paragraph 3, if you haven't shared in the last 3 days, although we do appreciate all of your experience, strength, and hope, we ask that you would just step aside for others to comment this morning. If you give your first name, the first initial of your last name, and perhaps your state, I can take a list of about 6 people.
Robin P.
from Indiana,
North Carolina.
I heard Robin P., and I heard somebody from North Carolina.
Kelly H. from North Carolina.
H like Henry from North Carolina. Okay.
Kemyer E. from Boston, Massachusetts.
Kim, like K-I-M-E from Boston, Mass.
Kemya, K-E-M-Y-A.
Y-A, Kemya. Okay, great. Thanks. Appreciate that. Got you down. Anyone else?
Debbie P. from Indiana.
Debbie P. Mm-hmm. Indiana. Anyone else this morning? We have spots available. Okay, so let's go with that lineup. While the time's ticking away, we'll be able to save some. Hey, I heard someone.
Diana A. from California.
Diana A., California. Okay, let's scooch up then to Robin P., Kelly H., Kamya E., Debbie P., and Diana A. Kicking us off then would be Robin P. Hey, it's your turn for 3, madam.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much, Mel, for your wonderful service, as always. I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater currently in Vero Beach, Florida. Wow, you know, we thought we could find an easier, softer way. This is my easier, softer way. All those things that I thought was the easier, softer way was the hardest, roughest way. And to just be able to be of service to God and my fellows and be abstinent and turn my will and my life over to the care of God and pray only for knowledge of his will for me and the power to carry that out and live in 10, 11, and 12, that's the easier, softer way for me. Because having my head in the bowl, starving myself, compulsive overeater, being full of resentment and fear and being this ball of fear, that is not the easier, softer way. And worshiping food, because food was my God and food never came through for me. It just didn't. It was so temporary. And then I had 2 problems instead of 1. And now I get to grow. You know, I either grow up or I grow out. And I'm so grateful to be growing up today. You know, and I love that it says, we beg of you to be fearless and thorough from the very start. They know what happens when you're not fearless and thorough from the very start. And so they're just literally, I've never seen it anywhere else but here, but we beg of you. And holding on to our old ideas, you know, I could do it my way. I got this. You know, I literally hear God and angels say, we got this. And I'm so grateful that I don't have to do this today alone. I was so alone. It was such a disease of isolation. You know, I always remember that isolation and illness begin with I and wellness begins with we. And I have so much we in my life today, thank God. And that's recovery. I don't have to do anything alone ever again. We're about to move to Mexico on June 1st and for a month, and then Costa Rica, July 1st, and I'm not doing it alone. And I'm so grateful, one step at a time. Today's my husband's last day at his job, and he's retiring, and wow, you know, I just have God bumps saying that. It's all because of working the steps, and I'm not doing it alone. God bless everybody with a very blessed, abstinent day. Thanks so much, Mel. Pat.
Thank you, Robin P., and Godspeed to you and all these discoveries that you're coming up with. Kelly H. from North Carolina, you're up for 3 minutes, and then Kenya will follow you.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Hi, I'm Kelly H. I am a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater. And this paragraph is wonderful. The word box. The first time I ever heard that word, it's what a chicken does, right? A surprisingly unintelligent animal. Box. A chicken box, right? And I think sometimes it is a sign of an unintelligent crowd when we balk at something ridiculous. We're not even saying anything intelligent. We just react unintelligibly with our self-indignation. And it is a sign of cynicism, right? Like when we balk at something, we are tisking the status quo or something not following the status quo. And I think in the disease, we balk because we are filled with knowledge that came to us by way of myths, gimmicks, past experiences, and we're a mixed bag of truth and lies and status quos. But the new way that we are being asked to live our lives is definitely not an easier, softer way. In fact, the more I feel like I'm at risk of being duped for something, the more I balk at something. And when I'm desperate, like I'm so desperate to lay down my alcoholic foods, I will do that 3 days before Christmas of 2020 and get my abstinence. I was so desperate, but I was also raw, and I didn't want to feel like I was being duped into something like a cult or a program or, you know, credit card payment, please, and 6 easy payments. This is not that program, and I'm so grateful because on the opposite page, it lays it all out. Here's the 12 steps. There are no surprises. In fact, I'm being begged, I'm being implored to be fearless and thorough. I need to engage my brain, not my lack of intelligence. Leave your balking for the chickens. Here, you bring your intelligence. You bring your fearlessness. You be thorough and you investigate. And I'm so grateful that this program says bring your mind. You're welcome here. It isn't just your soul-ridden desperation. It's your intelligent brain to come in and look around and see what people have here and investigate what works here. And I'm staying here. This program is meant for intelligent people, and it's meant for people who are ready to be desperate, but who still need information. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly H. from North Carolina. Kimya E. from Massachusetts, it's your turn for 3. And then Debbie P., you're in the bullpen.
Hi, can you guys hear me?
You betcha, you betcha.
All right, I'm in a real bad way. this is my second meeting, and I don't know if I can do it. I'm scared to get a sponsor because I'm scared that that will interfere if I, just in case I might want to eat. You know, so I'm scared to, I guess, go full force into this program. I got a lot of fear right now, and I'm listening to the speakers, and you're right. It's so much easier to just stay abstinent than to get abstinent. And I think I heard somebody share that the other day. So I don't know. I guess I'm looking for a miracle. I don't know. I don't know if I can do it. I don't think I can do it, and I know I need to do it. I'm sorry. My compulsive overeating really took off during the pandemic, you know. I mean, it's always been there, but during the pandemic, that was a prime opportunity for my disease to sneak in. And it's here now. I just hope that I can really, truly surrender and walk through the fear of getting a sponsor. And get some peace, because my mind and my brain, and I'll end with this, my mind and my brain is constantly thinking, and it is a disease of isolation because I'm isolated because I don't want to be seen. I just hope that I can carry this out. Thank you.
Thank you, Kimya E. from Massachusetts. Debbie P. from Indiana, you're up for 3 minutes, and then Diana A. will follow you.
Good morning, everyone. This is Debbie P., gratefully recovering from Indiana. Like most of us, I did balk. That was my ego because I, too, didn't think I could do it, nor did I want to do it. I wanted to eat everything that I wanted to eat in the quantities I wanted to eat when I wanted to eat them, and I didn't want anybody telling me otherwise. And I saw that for a long time as the easier, softer way. Until it became so miserable for me that I felt like I had to do something different at that point. But then my body was so riddled with this habit of doing these things, and it had me like entwined or captive, if you will, for being able to move forward for a while. So I spent a lot of time struggling between, you know, do I give it up or do I eat again? And so I'd eat again and still feel horrible. It just felt impossible most of the time. I was not capable of being fearless and thorough on my own from the very start. So it took me about 10 years to get abstinent and to start understanding how I can let go. Only when it was supposed to happen, though. I mean, everything that I've done up until this point was supposed to happen to make me convinced that I am really and truly a compulsive overeater. And all these things are just habit or, you know, the way that I learned to deal with life on life's terms at that time. And now I have a new way. I also love the old ideals, so it was hard for me to give those up. And the insanity was I kept trying to live by those old ideals over and over and over again. And to try and be happy with those old ideals, but that doesn't work either. The result was insanity and nil. Let's see, my mind is clean of chatter today. I am a slow learner and a quick forgetter, but I continue to see blessings and awe around me daily. Every morning I talk to my higher power. I try to make connection on a daily basis. I try to be very mindful that my higher power is here with me and my higher power does love me and does have time for me because that was one of my issues holding me back. So anyway, without this meeting and with everybody sharing, I wouldn't know these things. I wouldn't understand these things. So I appreciate everyone that's on the line today and I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie P. from Indiana. Diana A., California, you're up next for 3.
Hi, this is Diana A. from California, and I really appreciate everyone's shares, too. I love how I could jump on this meeting, and we all seem to be dancing to the same tune. we understand each other, and that gives me peace of mind, and this morning I need a little peace of mind. The sentence, we thought we could find an easier, softer way. Today, that means to me that my idea of finding an easier and softer way is the opposite of acceptance. If there's something I don't like, if I have something, you know, too tremendous in my life that I have to deal with, that it, you know, it's just, it is what it is, and I don't want to accept it, then I could just say, no, I don't want it to be that way. I've had a good life, and you know, this doesn't happen to me, and so I'm just going to eat and have a good time. I'm going to, like, take myself out of the situation, and just hop in my car and go to the closest bakery or coffee shop and just relax and enjoy it's a party in my mouth. And, you know, I came to find that out more than almost about 10 years ago when I first came to the rooms and admitted I had a problem and was so lucky to find these programs because I was not obese, but I definitely had a life problem. I was definitely overweight, but I just didn't know that OA was something that could help me. And I'm so grateful because really all I needed was a higher power and a program to do it in. It doesn't matter if I have 10 pounds, 30 pounds, or 100 pounds to lose. We're all walking the same path. Like I said, we're dancing to the same tune. We are all seeking to get our strength from a higher power to navigate through this life. Life can be hard, and that's an understatement. And it's time to grow up and just handle life. And I don't have to do it alone. I have a higher power, and I have a fellowship, and I have a program. And food was the wrong solution. It wasn't the solution at all. Thank you for letting me share. And I'd also like to know how I could get a phone list for this meeting.
The phone list, you'll be able to hear from Robin P. at the end of this meeting, so stick around. It's on our website. We have over 9,000 members with their names and contact information. You won't want to miss how to get there for sure. Hey, you know what? Time's going to allow, we have good fortune, for someone to share for 2 minutes on paragraph 3, page 58 of the Big Book. Someone have a burning desire to take us to the end?
This is Aura R. in California.
I got Laura R. from California. Aura R. from California. Hi.
Thank you. Aura R., compulsive overeater. You know, this idea that we balked and we thought we could find an easier, softer way. I balked, and in doing that, I was holding myself hostage. You know, the sweet stuff held me hostage for ages, and it wasn't till I came into visions that I learned if I let go of that idea, the fifth ingredient was safe, that I was freed of that being hostage. Once I let go of that and made it a much purer, you know, no artificial things, no fifth ingredient, then I became free. You know, I didn't have those cravings and that mental obsession that just held me in check for so long. And my life today is so much freer. You know, once I could put my faith and put my number out there so that people could call me, I got the support I needed. I got the experience of a sponsor. I got the experience of my fellows in the program. And that helped carry me through those initial days of not, you know, of kind of wallowing and not sure I could make it. And I just want to put that out there, that there's such a freedom in abstinence. And I'm just coming up on 90 days this week. And but it's not just, it's such a freedom to be able to live that 90 days in a new mental state that is grateful and gratitude and a contact with my higher power that I didn't have before, and that faith and trust in a higher power today. And it's because I put myself out there, I got brave. Thank you. I'm Aura R. from California.
Thanks, Aura, for taking that 2 minutes and finishing our time. That ends the recorded portion of our sharing today on A Vision for You, but we do go a full 60 minutes. We have another 10 minutes of unrecorded time, so don't go away. Stay seated there. But in the meantime, let's close out this part of our meeting, and I'd like to ask Brandy M. to please read from the Big Book on page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only, and then we'll transition into the Serenity Prayer together as we move to the last 10 minutes of our meeting. Hi, Brandy. Thank you.
Good morning. It's Brandy. I'm recovered in Alberta, Canada. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do for the man who is still sick. the right answer will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, when you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road to happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you